Minnesota's among the top 5 states in a new report that measures a range of well-being factors for older populations. But some concerning trends playing out nationally are surfacing in this region. United Health Foundation is out with its America's Health Rankings Senior Report. The findings show a decade-long progress in boosting flu vaccinations and the percentage of those reporting good to great health. But there's also a more than 100% increase in drug deaths and a 13% increase in suicides among those 65 and older. UnitedHealthcare's Rhonda Randall says that's very concerning.
A lot of people may think that seniors are not part of the problem that we're seeing with mental health and drug overdoses and suicides. But in fact, with the drug deaths, the seniors were one of the groups that had the highest rate of increase.
Minnesota ranked 3rd in the overall report, with the authors noting a low prevalence of multiple chronic conditions for seniors around the state. But Minnesota did see a nearly 200% increase in drug deaths and a nearly 30% increase in obesity. The report also notes that racial disparities are persistent in a number of the findings. Another red flag in Minnesota's summary was a lack of investment in community support initiatives. Deb Taylor is with Senior Community Services, which primarily focuses on helping older Minnesotans stay in their homes. She says this trend is worrisome because the state's senior population is getting bigger.
It's really surprising to me that the need is growing. We know the numbers, but the funding and the support isn't there.
For her group's efforts, Taylor says if they see more challenges in helping seniors live independently, that eventually puts more pressure on health outcomes. Through state and federal efforts, there's been a larger push to boost access to technology, but Taylor worries that certain programs will fade and many seniors will still be left behind, leaving them feeling isolated. I'm Mike Moen reporting. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.